The Hidden Oath for June 27th, 2016. Hey everybody, it's Justin. We are going to start today off with the writing update. I'm mostly working on the lore project still for the Dog Days podcasting. Not as many words as I wanted this past week, primarily because I've been working on the Hidden Grid. Right now the Hidden Grid itself is going much stronger, and you know, that is something I need to consider in just how much the Hidden Grid has become the primary focus. I definitely want to still work on the writing, and it's still something I want to spend a lot of attention to, but in reality, I have to go where money is. You know, creativity is not about money, but in order for creativity to be your endeavor in life, you have to make money. So while the Hidden Grid is, you know, something I would probably still be trying to do, even if the Patreon wasn't as successful as it has been, it's still good that it's getting paid. And the same thing for writing. I want the writing to succeed, but you know, it's gonna take a lot longer for the writing to catch up to the money the Hidden Grid can bring. Simple as that. So, you know, prioritize the projects that are making money. It means I probably should be working on the script of the Hidden Grid project too, because I think that's gonna bring more money too than the writing initially. Keep that in the back of my mind as we continue to move forward. Speaking of the Hidden Grid, we did pretty good with the introductory stuff to the Patreon last week. We introduced the Shadow Hat show I talked about last week. I did not get the character sheets out. I'd like to get that out this week, but I didn't get the chance to do that because that was going to be a Friday project, and Thursday we lost power again. I know I talked about it 2 weeks ago with the Hurricane or Tropical Storm Colin. I forget what the name of it was. But I don't know if it was related to that. But Thursday afternoon, one of the Transformers outside the house just died. And by outside the house, I mean it's like three houses down in their front yard. All the neighborhoods around here have Transformers in the front with buried power lines. So that's pretty much how they access them. So, because of the power outage, I didn't get done the editing to the podcast until this morning. Well, I should say yesterday morning, because this is going to go up on Tuesday. I'm recording this on Monday, but I'm going to start putting these up on Tuesday, because Monday seems to be the day that the Hidden Grid goes up. So, Session 2 is now officially live for the Hidden Grid. That's the fourth episode in the DNA D-Way line, and, you know, I'm getting really happy with how this is going. We have missed recording a couple of episodes the last couple of weeks. Between Origins and Family Matters and things like that, it happens. And we have a significant buffer at this point in terms of when things are going to go up. I mean, the editing I finished this morning allows me to cover episode 4, 5, and 6, so I have at least two more Mondays, which will take me into July a little bit, before I have to edit another episode. I don't want to do that. I will actually attempt to, later this week and definitely next week, catch up on getting an episode ahead, at least. Just because I don't want to have a point where, well, since it would happen last week, where I'm having to make sure to rush to get everything done, spend 2 or 3 days editing, so that way, you know, things are caught up. I don't want to do that. I want to clear it through, get everything cleaned up, get everything in the episode out, and have it just sitting there waiting for me to pull the trigger, so to speak. So that's it in terms of updates. Continue working on the lore project, get caught up for another session of the Hidden Grid, and build up a backlog so if things like this power outage happen, I don't have nothing to show for it. Today's topic is not as heavy as last week's topic. I get a little bit of feedback from that, and I appreciate that for everybody. So this week we are talking about Armello. And I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but it was a game that my older brother David picked up for me. And as predicted, the game went on sale for the Steam Summer Sale. Also, Steam Summer Sale was happening, luckily because of that power outage. Should I say luckily? Unfortunately, because of that power outage, I will be buying nothing. Sucks, but whatever. But my friends, on the other hand, have picked up a few games, including Armello. And if you didn't listen to the previous episode, Armello is it's an interesting video game. It's probably the best example of a native to video game settings tabletop game as I've ever experienced. There's plenty of games that are good conversions of tabletop games, or that there are tabletop games that are good conversions of video games that already exist. Armello's the perfect base game set in a video game setting, but with the kind of charm and kind of pieces of a tabletop game. So the game is a mix between a role-playing game, a standard dice rolling game, and a card game. You pick a character at the beginning of the game. Every character has their own stats and their own special ability, like one character does piercing damage, so he gives their people's shields easier. One character is really good at finding treasures in a dungeon. Another character, when they fight, you know, evil creatures, they use their spirit instead of their attack, etc., etc. So, neat stuff. You pick a character, you pick one kind of global piece of equipment that you get from winning the game in certain ways, and one clan-specific piece of equipment, because right now there are four clans and two characters in each clan: Wolf, Rabbit, Weasel, and Bear. I think that's it. There might be one more. Essentially, every time you play a game with one of these characters, you get like a notch towards unlocking the next thing in that clan, whether it's, say, Barnabas the Rabbit or Amber the Rabbit. Both of them will start unlocking Rabbit Clan stuff, which so far I've been interesting at it. I seem to be playing Rabbit Clan primarily. Once you have a character picked, you then proceed to take a turn-by-turn method to try to win the game. There are three methods of winning the game, three base methods. Kill the king and take the throne, cure the king and banish him and take the throne, or wait for the king to die naturally and take the throne because you have the most prestige. There's also a kind of a fourth option, which is basically the kill the king option, except instead of just outright killing him with your, you know, normal abilities, there's a thing in the game called rot, and if you have more rot than the king, it's a lot easier to kill him. But it's hard to beat him with rot because he gains one rot every turn, or rather every night cycle, so you have to be really determined to beat him with rot to make it that way. Each turn, players move around the board, they can quest for items, treasures, they can quest to raise their stats, they can try to kill rots to raise their prestige, try to get killed by rots to, try to get killed by banes to raise their rot, etc., etc. It's a nice complicated thing. You get a couple of cards each turn, which include equipment, treasure, followers, spells, and trickery cards that can all be used to aid and hinder you, your enemies, and your allies. It's pretty cool, it's a lot of fun, and once people understand how to play, it's pretty cutthroat. To be exact, I've yet to win a game. I've gotten really close a couple times. And the first time I lost because it was my fault, and I think technically the last time I played was also my fault. So getting to the main topic with Armello, I kind of want to talk about how it's interesting the different type of gamers you realize people are. Most of us in the group are what I would call shit talkers. You know, we kind of verbally bully each other a little bit, tease, poke, prod, try to throw people off a little bit. I tend to be devious, and I try to make people think I'm possibly on their side, or make them think that I'm going to do something else. Two mixed results. It worked out pretty well in my last game, except somebody else managed to snag the victory away at the last possible second, after I basically had the guy who was trying to beat me, who thought I was trying to help him win, get completely confused, and I turned and betrayed him. Fun. And then there's players like my friend Entei. Entei kind of, he is what you call a quiet, determined player. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't pay attention to what anybody else is saying. Only what they're doing. Only what they're playing on the table. Only what cards they show. Which has mixed results for him. It's gotten him a win. But it has also gotten everybody to turn on him. Because Armello is, for the most part, everything's out in the open. The only thing that's not completely out in the open is what cards are in your hand. But all of your equipment's out in the open. All of the treasures you've gained are out in the open. All the towns you own are out in the open. All that stuff is out in the open. And Entei likes to do what's kind of the crystal victory, which is you get four crystals and you bring them to the king and cure him, and he gets banished. That's a tricky victory because people can tell you're trying to do it because that's one of the things they check right away, prestige, crystals, and rot. And anytime he gets his third or fourth crystal, well, people are trying to cut him off and kill him. And we've successfully done that at least two or three times. At least two or three times that I've been involved with. The thing is, he doesn't ally with anybody. And this game is... it's a balancing act of allying and double-crossing people. You know, in the early game, you want to ally with people because if you keep them off your back, if you keep them away from you, you have a better chance of winning near the end game. Now, when you reach the end game, don't trust anyone. You know, those last two nights, don't trust anyone. People are going to backstab you. People are going to betray you because that's just how it goes. And that's why I think Armello is such a good game, because it can be extremely cutthroat, it can be extremely casual. It's a pretty good balance. It's one of those games that it takes a bit to learn, but once you learn it, it's fairly easy to continue going. There are still strategies and techniques that I'm not quite in on, and I still need to unlock a few things to really take advantage of, you know, what position and what playstyles I'm doing. But ultimately, the game's pretty good. It's pretty solid, and I highly recommend it. So I'm actually probably going to put a link to it in the post if you want to pick it up. But for now, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.